Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank. This is Atlanta's exclusive home for Atlanta Braves baseball, bringing you the latest on the Braves all year. Now, the Fan presents the Braves Clubhouse Report.
High fly ball, deep left center. That one's arcing toward the stands. It's gone!
Presented by Arrow Exterminators. Call 888-GO-ARROW or visit arrowexterminators.com.
Smashed high in the air, deep right field, out to the chop house, and it's gone.
This is the home of the Braves, the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM. Now, the Braves Clubhouse Report.
I hope you're having a great Wednesday. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Braves Clubhouse Report. With you every Wednesday, 2 to 2.30, right here on your home of the Braves, the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM. Alongside Wiley Ballard, I'm Kevin McAlpin. With you till the bottom of the hour, getting you up to speed on all things Braves, the World Baseball Classic that wrapped up last night, and much, much more. And Wiley, it has been a very busy couple of weeks for the Braves at spring training. Some shocking news coming out a couple of days ago about the shortstop position. We know that we were a little caught off guard by what happened with the Ian Anderson and Bryce Elder both being optioned back to AAA. And now we find out that all spring long, the storyline that we've been focused the closest on is who's going to be your opening day shortstop. And we know it's not going to be Braden Shoemake. We know it's not going to be Vaughn Grissom. It's going to be Orlando Arcia. And I don't think any of us saw that one coming when they opened camp.
No, I mean, I think even in an honest moment, you know, and Orlando hasn't said anything to this effect, but I would speculate that when he came into camp, he kind of felt like, well, I'm going to make this major league roster, but I'm probably not getting that opening day nod, just based on what we were hearing about Vaughn Grissom coming in and the work he'd put in with Ron Washington over the offseason. And all of a sudden, Braden Shoemake, the last week or so, you start hearing things about how he's the most improved player in the organization defensively. He's one of the Braves' better options. And so in my mind, you felt like it was going to be one or the two, and it was going to kind of come down to, for me, was Vaughn Grissom's defense going to be less of an issue than Braden Shoemake's offense? Because they're kind of have the opposite strengths, right? I mean, I think Shoemake's considered a little more solid defensively, but hasn't necessarily put up exciting numbers in the minor leagues offensively at the plate. And we obviously know Vaughn Grissom offensively has showed a ton of promise and potential despite kind of a slow finish to the end of last season. But the defense is the big question. And so, you know, Kevin, for me, I read this as they didn't feel like Vaughn Grissom's defense was ready.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something, I mean, I go back to our guy Mark Bowman, you know, back in December when Dansby signed with the Cubs, that the question was, who's going to be the starting shortstop for the Braves now that Dansby is gone? And Mark came in and said, I don't think it's going to be Vaughn Grissom. And, you know, having said that, obviously you start to hear some of the messaging coming from the Braves brass and hearing about Ron Washington giving the stamp of approval on Grissom, and they're trying to put him in a position where he can be successful. And, you know, my gut, Kevin, you know, speculating from, you know, 600 miles away from spring training, I still think when we look back at this 2023 season, there's a good chance Vaughn Grissom starts more games at shortstop than anyone else in this organization. But Arcia is going to get that nod. And keep in mind, I mean, he's a guy, he was Milwaukee's starting shortstop from 2017 to 2020. That's a few playoff teams across those 4 years. Now, you know, I know offensively it hasn't been what they expected when Arcia was a big prospect 6-7 years ago. But he's a guy who's been there and can get you off on the right foot. And I think no matter who the Braves put at that shortstop spot, as far as the internal candidates, it was going to be a step down defensively from Dansby Swanson.
Look, Orlando has done a great job when he's been called upon to fill in. Let's say Ozzie needed a couple of days off, or maybe Dansby needed a breather. They've put Orlando in there, and Snit has been very complimentary. He called him a dude. And I think that's not a bad thing to be called a dude. He really liked what he saw from him. I guess what I'm getting at, though, is that on a grander scale, on a bigger, you know, exposure, if he's playing every single day, what does it look like 2, 3, 4 weeks into the regular season? And I'll just say this. I don't think that whoever your shortstop is, and we know it's unless something changes between now and next Thursday, it'll be Arcia. Mm-hmm. But May 1st, what does that shortstop position look like? Is there a change that gets made quicker if one of those two guys, in Grissom or Shoemake, is performing very well at the AAA level?
I think that's a distinct possibility. I also think the Braves, the way this team is constructed from a position player standpoint, you can afford to have, you know, I don't think RC is an automatic out by any means, but he's probably a below average, mm-hmm. you know, offensive player. I think that's fair to say. When you've got Sean Murphy behind the plate or Travis d'Arnaud, you've got Riley and Olson on your corners, you got Acuna and Harris in the outfield, healthy Ozzie Albies at second base, I feel like you can afford to have, you know, a below average hitter, you know, in the 8 or 9 spot, so long as RC's defense is strong enough. And I think that Dansby's still a better defender than RC. I mean, I think you're still going to be taking a step back. But from what I gather, I know Alex Anthopoulos joined the channel earlier today, but from where I sit and from what I understand is that, you know, even with Arcia taking a step back defensively from Dansby, it was still not as severe a drop-off as what Von Grissom or even Shoemake might offer you.
Yeah, we'll hear from Alex coming up here momentarily. In our next segment, we'll actually take a peek at what's been going on with the Braves today, because it was good to see Michael Soroka back on the mound. There is other news from around the organization, but obviously the biggest story has been the shortstop position. By the way, good to see some of the guys in the lineup really swinging it well. Matt Olson, he probably just wants to turn this thing north right now. What, 6 home runs in 13 games for the Braves' first baseman? So we'll talk a little bit about some of those numbers and some of the encouraging returns for the Braves offense coming up here, because you're right, there is so many other guys in this lineup where you're not looking at shortstop to be a position that has to hit 25 to 30 home runs, because there's so many other guys that can help spread the wealth in this lineup.
When I go back at the start of last season, right, you're coming off a World Series championship, all those offensive pieces are in place and you're feeling pretty good about what you're getting offensively, but the defense to me was one of the bigger reasons for that slow start. I mean, it was in the outfield especially, which was peculiar. I mean, Rosario's misplaying some balls. I know Matt Olson got off to a rough start defensively last year, so, you know, Arcia wasn't a part of that. Grissom wasn't a part of that. But my point is that there's no quicker way to kind of stumble out of the gate in my mind than by playing bad defense in those first couple of months. And, you know, I think we saw the Braves, you know, thanks to the talent they've put in and Snitker's leadership and, again, just the play of the entire Major League team over the last 4 months, they were able to come back from that slow start. But, you know, those first 2 months, you know, a lot of things weren't going right. I think a big piece of that, you know, aside from maybe Charlie Morton not being himself, was the defense.
Yeah, and obviously this team puts a ton of emphasis on their defense, and hopefully that'll be the case with Orlando starting at shortstop. Week from tomorrow, opening day, it is right around the corner. Braves will be in D.C. to take on the Nationals. By the way, if you're looking for Braves spring training baseball, we have every inning. Listening to Ben and Moilo coming in today. We'll have a full network broadcast coming up this Sunday, so if you're looking for us, Domino and I will have the pregame coverage. We'll have postgame coverage as well, all across the Atlanta Braves radio network, so cannot wait to get that fired up here for 2023. Well, as we mentioned, go ahead.
So they only give you one spring training game, guys?
Yeah, we hit the ground running.
For you and Domino?
Yeah, you know what?
Oh,
we don't even need that. We're ready.
You guys get ready quicker than guys like Freddie Freeman. I need 10 at-bats. Kevin's like, I need one pregame show.
One pregame show. Give me one pregame, one postgame.
Yeah, and we're good to
and
go.
We're ready to rock and roll. Well, earlier today, Alex Anthopoulos joined Nick and Chris, and obviously the topical storyline going over the last couple of days has been the shortstop position. And here is Alex as he addressed how things played themselves out and unfolded with the shortstop position.
Obviously, spring training, we're together daily. We're talking about the roster daily. We're talking players daily. We definitely were talking about shortstop daily and all the different scenarios where Vaughn makes the team. He's the starter. As a right-handed hitter, he'd get all the reps. Shoemake as a left-handed bat, a lot of discussion of him being the strong side of a platoon. And they're both having good camps. You know, the more we talked about it, you know, we played Orlando. Even the way he was playing in camp the last week to 10 days, he was really swinging the bat well. And I think, you know, the one thing everyone will look at, just the stat line, and you'll look at the averages, for example, and say, well, this guy's hitting 400 or this guy's hitting 380. Look, we obviously don't make decisions based on that entirely. It's part of it because results are results, but we're looking at how hard guys are hitting the ball, how they look overall. And I tell you, Orlando in the last week hits a ball against the Rays to center field, hits an opposite field home run against the Phillies and making great plays in the field. And I'd say really Sunday night, the more we kept talking about it daily, the more we were talking about it, we just kind of came to the conclusion of if we go with Vaughn, that means Orlando isn't going to play because they're both right-handed hitters and we don't want Vaughn being up here to sit on the bench. And if we go with Shoemake, obviously Orlando isn't going to play that much. And you know what? The more we talked about Orlando, we like him.
And like to point earlier, Wiley, Snit has made it a point to recognize how important he feels like Orlando is to this team. So this was a conversation that just didn't happen up in the front office. This was between Alex and his staff and Snit and his coaching staff as well. A lot of input on how this thing really came together.
And I think that continues a trend we've seen ever since Alex Anthopoulos got here, that there's a lot of conversation and communication and a good relationship between the coaching staff on the field and the front office. Up above in the offices. And, you know, for me, I think the other piece of this, and I don't mean to suggest, I mean, look, I think what Alex just said there was what was the meat of the conversation. But if there's an added benefit to going with Arcia is you get to hang on to Adrianza there for at least an extra bit of time, because if he didn't make the Major League roster, he could have opted out, and that would have been almost a certainty because so many other teams are looking for depth on their bench from an infield standpoint. So you hang on to Adrianza for at least another, you know, however long until you want to bring up Grissom and Shoemake. And like Alex said, those guys need reps more than anything. I think Shoemake, again, I think you're really encouraged by how much he's improved, and you believe if he can continue that rate of improvement, then all of a sudden, you know, he can turn into a really valuable asset for the organization. And for Vaughn, I mean, I think you can benefit a lot from getting you know, your feet wet and getting some more reps at shortstop you know, in AAA.
And it wasn't a lack of offense. Both Shoemake and Grissom were swinging it well. Yeah. This is really all about defense. Well, as we said, May 1st, the shortstop position could look a whole lot different than it does on opening day. And Alex went on to say they're going to keep their eye on all three of these guys as the season goes along.
We can send Shoemake down to Gwinnett, see if what the improvements he's made with the bat translate. And if he gets hot, fantastic. We'll likely get him up here. Vaughn continues to get better, continues to play well. If he goes down there and he swings the bat great and he's hot and he looks good defensively, we can get him up here. And in the same way, if Orlando Arcia continues to look the way he looks, he can get off to a great start with us. But none of this stuff is permanent regardless. We can reverse course at any time. This is how we're going to start. You know, we'll see how it goes. But again, we know the roster is going to change. Go look at every opening day roster since I've been here. The roster changes quite a bit. If any of those two kids get hot or if Orlando's not playing well, we obviously can make a change fast.
And there you have it. So obviously they're going to keep an eye on all three guys. And the good news is, Wiley, is that both Shoemake and Grissom are going to play every day. They're going to get four at-bats. I think that's the big thing. If they weren't going to be starting in the majors, they've got to be playing every single day at AAA, and that's exactly what these guys will get.
Especially for Shoemake getting the chance to hit at the AAA level and see that next level of pitching. And for Grissom defensively, and again, the more innings he logs at shortstop, the better he is going to get. Yeah. And I still stand by what I said at the top of this segment. I think there's a pretty good chance that when we look back at this 2023 team, 162 games, I think Grissom probably starts more than half of them at short.
Yeah, I think you're right. And he's just 22 years old. Yeah. I mean, he's still very, very young, obviously exceeding rookie limits last year. But you know, I think they'll do whatever they can to keep him developing, and we could see him sooner rather than later. All right, one more from Alex as he was on with Nick and Chris earlier. What exactly did he tell Vaughn Grissom and Braden Shoemake?
We told both Vaughn and Braden, they both could have been on the team easily. They both played well enough to be on the team, but we don't want them up here. They're not playing, and we're not prepared at this moment in time to not have Orlando Arcia play. If we need to make a change, we've got two young kids that we're really high on that will take the hot hand. We told them both. Whoever's playing the best, when an opportunity presents itself, they're going to be the guys up. But I expect them both to be in Atlanta during 2023.
And that would not be a surprise, Wiley, I think, to any of us to see both of those guys get up here and contribute and hopefully, you know, see strides made more so on the defensive side than anything.
Yeah, and I'd also say, I mean, hearing Alex's comments, I mean, they're really stumping some belief into Orlando Arcia, that he can be not just a stopgap, but perhaps a guy they feel like needs to play more. So that, you know, kind of perks my ears up. Like he said, he feels like offensively he's looked the part the last couple of weeks, or at least the last week and a half. And so I'm curious to see what Orlando does. I mean, this is a guy, you know, you go back to his story. I mean, he came in. He was supposed to be the Brewers' heir apparent at shortstop and was there and played some pretty good defense, just never quite hit. But there was a time where they thought that was what he was going to be, was going to be a two-way player defensively and offensively. And now he kind of gets a second lease at that opportunity, if you will, in Atlanta.
Yeah, if you want to hear that full conversation, 680thefan.com. You can hear Alex Anthopoulos with Nick and Chris from earlier today. All right, we'll squeeze in a quick break. On the other side, we'll talk about Michael Soroka. We'll talk about his first start of the spring. He was on the mound today in Lakeland. We'll give you what's going on between the Braves and Tigers when we come up next right here on the Braves Clubhouse Report on The Fan.
The Braves Clubhouse Report on 680 The Fan.
Hey Braves fans, spring and warm weather are officially here, and you know what that means. Bugs, termites, mosquitoes, ants, and roaches will be out in full force. Luckily, you can trust the pros at Arrow Exterminators to keep your home pest-free inside and out. Arrow Exterminators protects homes and businesses and is the official pest control provider of Truist Park and the Atlanta Braves, so you know that you're getting the best from the best. To set up a free pest inspection, call 888-GO-ARROW or visit arrowexterminators.com. That's 888-GO-ARROW or visit arrowexterminators.com.
Now, here's more Braves talk from inside the clubhouse. This is the Atlanta Braves Clubhouse Report, presented by Arrow Exterminators on the home of the Braves, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
8 days and counting. Opening day 2023 right around the corner. Braves will be taking on the Nationals a week from tomorrow in D.C. And, of course, every pitch of Braves baseball all season long right here on The Fan and the 680 The Fan mobile app as well. I know Ben and Joe and Jim and Moilo and the whole crew getting ready to fire things up for the upcoming season. And Wiley, believe me, when I tell you the players are ready to head north, the broadcasters and the support staff and Jay Chad pushing all the buttons, they're as excited as anybody to turn this thing north as well and get this thing rolling.
No, Jay Chad gets excited no matter what.
Right.
I mean, that guy, he wakes up excited. He's ready to roll.
Yeah.
So, I'm excited to get Jay Chad. I saw a picture of him and Peter today. They were in Lakeland, and they were on some giant chair or whatnot and had their legs, you know, pointing straight out, kind of like toddlers in a high chair.
Okay.
We need to get them out of there.
Yeah.
They're losing it a little bit.
You get a little punchy this time of year, and it's funny. I was telling you off air, I was listening to those guys driving in here as they were setting the scene from Lakeland, and Ben just said, we're hoping for much better results today than the last three times that we have been here at Joker Marchin Stadium. Peter Moylan's on the game doing the color commentary. He blew out in 2014 on that mound. He had his second Tommy John surgery.
Fun.
2019, Jay Chad and Don and Ben were in a car wreck on I-4. They got ran off
Who
the
was
road.
Driving?
Jay Chad was driving, and they got cut off and run into a ditch.
Wow.
And when I tell you that backed up traffic, like it backed up the team bus on I-4 for 20 miles. That was a disaster. They got there just in time for first pitch. And then in 2020,
we were there when they shut down spring training.
So good to know that Mike Soroka, no pressure on Michael Soroka, making his first start of the spring, went an inning and a third, gave up two runs, one of which was earned, three hits. But as we were talking about, didn't have his best defense behind him. But ultimately, Wiley, it's just good to see Soroka back on a mound. And I'm just keeping my fingers crossed that in 3 or 4 days, we hear he threw his side session. He's going to start again, and he's really starting that ramp-up process.
Well, for a guy who just seems like he's been rehabbing for the last 2.5 years, it's got to feel great to have a little sense of normalcy. And I know he's disappointed with the hamstring coming in, and especially with the way the fifth starter job has panned out. He's probably sitting to say, if I was healthy, I'd have a real crack at this thing because Anderson and Elder got sent down. Although I'm excited about what Jared Schuster has to offer, even Dylan Dodd. But for me, touch 96. Touch 95, mid-90s fastball, that looks right, the way it's supposed to.
Yeah.
Did field his one chance coming off the mound successfully. And like you said, the question with these things is, how do you feel the next day? What does the bullpen session go like? So for Michael Soroka, you're encouraged, and it's got to feel good for him just to get that first appearance in spring training behind him, and we'll see what is in store for him over the next couple of weeks.
Uncharacteristic for the Braves. They're in the fourth inning. They've made three errors already. And really, Orlando Arcia is the only regular who made the trip up to Lakeland. That used to be the Braves' closest opponent when we were at Disney World. That was 40 minutes down the road, down I-4, depending on what time of day you took that trip. But now that's 2.5, almost 3 hours up from Northport. So again, a lot of minor league players, a lot of backup players in the lineup. So three errors, you're not used to seeing that. So innings extended by the Braves maybe not having their best gloves behind him. But again, fingers crossed. And it's funny because you think back, let's say 6 weeks ago, we were sitting here having this show and Braves were getting ready to head down to spring training. And who's going to be the fifth starter? Well, is it going to be Anderson, Elder, or Soroka? It's not going to be any of the three. It's going to be Dylan Dodd or Jared Schuster. Then who's going to be your shortstop? Well, it's going to be Vaughn Grissom, right? Nope, it's not going to be Grissom or Shoemake. It's going to be Orlando Arcia. It is amazing how quickly things can change from day to day and week to week in this game.
And it doesn't change when the regular season horn goes off, Kevin. Things can consistently change. Injuries happen. And I think, again, for the most part, I know we're still 8 days away, and so this too can change. But aside from Kyle Wright with the shoulder slowing him down, we did see him make his first appearance on Monday. Seemed like it went pretty well. Wanted to be a little crisper with his curveball, but again, the fastball velocity was there. And, you know, Eddie Rosario coming in, that's an unknown. All of a sudden, you feel pretty good about him in left field. You know, we also thought Nick Anderson was going to be a bigger piece to the bullpen. He's heading to Gwinnett, you know, coming off some injuries. So, like you said, a lot of things can change. And it looks like Kevin Pillar might make the opening day roster, along with Sam Hilliard, who's a guy who had just a dreadful 2022, but showed some real potential to contribute from a power standpoint a couple years ago in Colorado. And, you know, a lot of things can change. One thing it seems like doesn't change is that Spencer Strider and Max Fried are locked down, man. Fried's still, what, 11-plus innings, no runs?
Yeah.
So I'm feeling good about the tip of the spear in the rotation.
And even Charlie Morton's been throwing it well.
Yes, he has.
So really, 1 through 3, you can start forecasting, okay, opening day, while they haven't said it, I don't think you even really need to say it, but it's going to be Max Fried a week from Thursday. Then you go the off day Friday, so you're looking at probably Strider Saturday, Morton Sunday, and then either Monday or Tuesday, you're probably going to put Kyle Wright in that spot.
I think so.
Then the question becomes, okay, is it Schuster or is it Dodd? And I've got a feeling right now, Wiley, again, this could change, but it feels like it's Schuster's job to lose as the fifth starter to kick off the regular season.
You know, you look at their numbers, Schuster, 12 2/3, he's allowed one run and a homer, and he struck out 16. Dodd, 13 innings, so he's gotten one more out, one less strikeout, and the only run he's allowed has been on a homer. I mean, they have almost the exact same numbers. They're both 24-year-old left-handed pitchers. To me, the difference is Schuster's got a little more of that pedigree, first-round pick, 2020, probably slightly bigger stuff, but and he's also got more experience at AAA. I mean, you look at Dylan Dodd last year. He spent half his season in high A, made 9 starts in double A, and then got 1 start at AAA towards the end of the season. Whereas Schuster, he had about the second half of the season was in AAA.
Right.
So on the track standpoint, Schuster's been in pro ball another year. But, again, it's eerie. The spring stats are almost identical, which, again, speaks to how well they both have pitched.
Yeah, and it's been a healthy competition, you can tell, between both of them. And I like that this time of year. It seems like guys really feed off that, but also are you know, you're rooting for each other, but you're kind of not at the same time. You're all trying to get that job. They're both 24 years old, too, so young youth. I mean, that's exciting to know that there's another potential big arm you could be throwing in this rotation.
And both of them, regardless of who gets that opportunity in the first week of the season, the other ought to feel pretty good. They're getting a chance to pitch in the big leagues this year.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen this time and time again. You know, it's I think you got to go back to the Reds in like the late 70s, early 80s, maybe, to find the last team that used like 5 starters only or something. So, you know, those guys are going to get opportunities. Michael Soroka, Ian Anderson, Bryce Elder, they've got to feel like, you know, they're going to get some opportunities. I know Ian probably has the most work to do as far as trying to demonstrate why he can be successful, because they're struggling in the spring, struggled at the end of last year. Elder's stuff, it makes it a little harder to believe in him at times, but he's continuously put up results, especially in that last month of the season or so. But I think the Braves have a number of options. And again, I mean, we know injuries can happen. Heaven forbid, you know, those top 4 starters for Atlanta, I mean, you never do know, how fast things can change. So I'm encouraged to feel like you have, you know, certainly 4 really high quality options in your rotation with Wright, Morton, Fried, and Strider. And then beneath that, I think you got 5 or 6 more viable guys that have either had major league success or performed well enough to this point in the spring where you feel like they can be a positive contributor to the rotation.
The message is stay ready. You're going to be needed at some point throughout the season. All right, when we return, I'm going to give you a reason to be extremely optimistic about the 2023 Braves. Do you need probably another one? Do you want to give? I got a great one for you.
Is it that they've won 5 straight division titles?
That's part of it, but yeah, I'm going to give you even more.
Right,
I'm going to tell you
good.
On the other side, and we're going to wrap things up and check in with our buddy Matt Chernoff as we wrap up the Clubhouse Report coming up next on the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Yeah, we're the Fan, Kevin.
This is the Braves Clubhouse Report, exclusively on 680 The Fan.
Meet Harper, teammate at Truist.
Hello.
She was born to care and always had your back. Like the time her friend's bumper car took a gnarly hit.
Oh, no.
His retainer went flying, but Harper caught it before it got crushed. Today, Harper's a teammate at Truist, the bank with Truist One checking. With no overdraft fees, $100 negative balance buffer, and automatic upgrades, Truist One checking has your back, too. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank. $100 negative balance buffer. Eligibility requirements apply. Truist Bank member FDIC.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. I'm talking about the Xfinity 10G network. It delivers super fast internet to power a house full of devices with ultra low lag. And it's only getting faster. Now, Houston won't like me saying this, but this is bigger than the moon landing. You didn't hear it from me, though.
Oh, we heard you, Neil.
You did?
Yeah, we hear everything, Neil.
Introducing the 10G network only from Xfinity. The future starts now. Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
You're listening to the Braves Clubhouse Report, presented by Arrow Exterminators, exclusively on Atlanta's Sports Station, the home of the Braves, the Fan.
Final segment on this week's edition of the Braves Clubhouse Report. 8 days to go. Braves and Nationals open up the regular season a week from tomorrow in our nation's capital. All right, Wiley, I was mentioning this before the break, and I'm going to give you a big reason why you have to be optimistic about this Braves team. And honestly, we can probably just go ahead and cancel the season. Matt Chernoff is joining us as well. You guys ready for this?
We already did that in 2020. I don't want to cancel.
Okay, well, we're not going to do that.
Yeah, Kevin.
All right, MLB The Show. You guys familiar with the video game?
I am indeed. I have a 10-year-old who spends way too much time on that game.
Yeah, we play it a lot too. It's coming out next week. Well, they have already simulated the entire season on MLB The Show, and they came out with this result that the Atlanta Braves are World Series champs.
Let's go.
After beating the Houston Astros in six games. Now, the Braves win their sixth consecutive division title.
By the way, that sounds familiar. So, yeah,
you're
sure
exactly.
That wasn't the sim from, like, 2021?
No, I'm serious. It gets better. They take down the New York Mets.
Yeah!
The Dodgers.
Yes!
And then the Astros. Spencer Strider is your league leader in strikeouts, and A.J. Minter is the reliever of the year.
If that happens, and I feel confident saying it could happen.
Sure.
If it does happen, Kevin, you can have one of my kids. That's how excited
Thanks
I will
so
be
much.
To have a second championship in 3 years that I will give you one of my children.
Well,
and I'll let you pick.
Okay. How do you pick, though?
That's up to you. You know, my daughter's not yet a teenager, so you could, you know, mold her. My oldest is driving, so you can, you know, have him out of the house soon.
Thank Owen. He can do work. He can do stuff.
Chuck's right. He's got applications in at different places. Yeah.
But don't you have to add him to your insurance then? Doesn't that
well, you
become
do all that, but you get the deduction.
Oh, okay.
So it's a give and take. But that's how excited I would be over this simulation coming true. You can have one of my kids.
Oh, my
I've had them long enough. I need a second title.
All right. Well, there you go. Let it be known.
Let it be known. Chernoff's kids
That's the bet.
Are on the block.
Yep, K-Mac gets to take one of my kids.
Now, does it have to go in that order? Have to take down the Mets
and
the Dodgers?
So you gave the perfect scenario that in postseason you get to beat those three teams, the biggest cheaters of all time, the biggest wannabes of all time, and the biggest just, I don't even know what the Dodgers are anymore, underachievers of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Payrolls.
Did you say your son's looking for employment?
He is. He's got the applications out now. Yes.
Did you see Jeff Passan's new rules clarifications for MLB coming out?
I did. Yeah.
Did you see the Bat Boy deal?
So yeah, we're gonna be judging Bat Boys and girls see how quick they are getting the equipment moved now.
So I'm saying little Chernoff here might have an opportunity.
That'd be a great gig for a kid.
New standards will be enforced for Bat Boys and Bat Girls.
Yes.
Whose ability to quickly retrieve equipment will help efforts to speed up the game, according to the memo. The league will evaluate the performances of Bat Boys and Bat Girls and could ask teams to replace them if their performance is considered substandard.
How about that? We're not messing around.
They're throwing down the gauntlet on the Bat Boys and the Bat Girls.
Uh-huh. So wait, a Bat Boy can get fired before Angel Hernandez?
Indeed.
Yes, that'd be correct.
Yep,
how about the ball dudes in San Francisco?
Yeah, they're going to be in trouble.
They're in trouble.
Yeah.
Those guys.
Look alive, dude.
Yeah.
Look head on a swivel. We got pace here, man.
It's a privilege to be up there.
What if some 16-year-old, 17-year-old kid drops the bat on the way back to the dugout, slows the game down by 5 seconds? Are we giving him a demerit? What are we doing?
Get a hit, Crash.
Shut up, kid.
You don't have time for that anymore, do you?
Not at all.
Remember last year we were in New York and Scherzer was going to throw a pitch and the bat boy ran right behind the screen because he had to go get the stuff off the field?
Scherzer treated that kid like Berman at ESPN. You people never work in TV before? You get the whole time to move and Scherzer's screaming at the kid.
Maybe this is Scherzer's doing. Maybe that was his recommendation. You never know.
Could be.
Well, he's got the pull.
We are revolutionizing the game of Major League Baseball, aren't we? What's coming up on the big show today, pal?
Oh, let's see what's on the old sheet here today. I guess the WBC closed out last night, so we'll cover some of that. Alex Anthopoulos gave you his thinking on the shortstop position, which I know a lot of Braves fans still aren't believing, no matter what he had to say. So we'll cover that. Our friend Hadley Engelhardt, our agent to the stars, we'll talk all things NFL free agency. So it's going to be a big show.
All right, we're looking forward to that. Wiley, as always, good to catch up with you as well.
Yes.
And a week from today, man, we're going to be opening day eve.
Was that 26 hours away from first pitch this time next week?
I don't know. I can't do math. I can't do math. Sounds good to me. All right, that's going to do it for the Braves Clubhouse Report. Chuck and Chernoff are going to take you the rest of the way. For Wiley Ballard, I'm Kevin McAlpin. We'll talk to you next Wednesday for the Braves Clubhouse Report on The Fan.
Thanks for joining us for the latest on your Atlanta Braves on WCNN North Atlanta, a Dickey Broadcasting Station. Join the fan every Wednesday at 2 p.m. for all the latest news on your Atlanta Braves.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.